KER Politics. This is Jim McKinney with Al, and we're going to finish this last segment up talking about the political dynamics that we're facing right now in America and some of the problems with both Republicans and the Democrats. It looks like that some of the big funders, like Ken Griffin, big corporate rhino donors, people that were very much never Trumpers, that were supporting Ron DeSantis, are beginning to question the funding effort that they put into it. And there was a lot of money put into his campaign early on. And now we're seeing that some of those funders are saying, wait a second, he's losing ground in the polls as they go into the, you know, into the closer, we're not there yet, but into the stronger debate season, kind of the preparatory areas of these campaigns. And what that means is that basically the type of people that are running the DeSantis campaign have not been gaining ground. He's actually losing ground against Donald Trump, and he's losing ground to other candidates like Vivek Ramaswamy. And some of these people are saying, well, now let's go ahead and start throwing money into Tim Scott, the South Carolina senator, the conservative black American who is a very good man. And I think he's actually, you know, a very positive guy, but I don't think he's going to be capable of winning the nomination for a lot of reasons. But I just think it's there's too much momentum behind Donald Trump. So that's one of the issues out there, Al, that we're facing. And I think people ought to realize that we are early in the process, because we still have the Department of Justice, as well as Fulton County and Alvin Bragg in New York, attempting to put Trump in jail, though it appears that a lot of that is really backfiring on Trump's popularity.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with that, but I want to hear why you say it's backfiring on his popularity.
Yeah, the intent, I think, was to discredit Donald Trump. And, of course, you go back into the 2015, you know, early parts of the 2015 race, certainly heavy in the 2016 race, and then entirely through his campaign, there was significant damage done through the Russian collusion narrative. You know, a lot of people that were just like on the fence, that really didn't care, they were very concerned about the possibility that that Trump was a, you know, that he had these investigations ongoing, and that caused a lot of problems. Now, not because the far left and the Democrats, okay, they were very strong on it, but it's those independents that were like, wow, maybe that's not right, because they only heard the media narrative.
Yeah,
and it had an impact. And so the Russian narrative, but also the Stormy Daniels case and Michael Avenatti, the accusations of infidelity when his wife was pregnant, all those targets, they actually were very specifically geared to certain voter demographics. So that attacked Christian women and suburban women through that Stormy Daniels case. And of course, as you went into the the Ukrainian phone call impeachment narrative, it's just an impeached president. The average news watcher, the people that just, you know, kind of tuned in as they're driving home on the AM radio for a bit, or only hear the Fox News or even the Fox News radio clip or the ABC radio clip or anything on NPR, they think they're educated, but all they heard were the negatives.
Yeah, I agree.
And what you're seeing now is a lot of people are saying, wait a second, a lot of those narratives have been proven wrong. And it's not a lot of people, but it's enough in the middle that is actually changing. And so as the Justice Department and Alvin Bragg in New York has filed these cases, Trump's support did not decline with his base. It actually has increased with his base and been getting a larger portion of independent voters, black voters, Hispanic voters than they had even prior to the 2020 election. And that's being shown across the board in polling. And that is making Democrats very nervous as Joe Biden is getting almost incomprehensible in his speeches and his ridiculous mistakes that he's making out in public. Today, he's leaving Finland. This is Friday. For those, you know, want to go back and find the video, he was leaving Finland. He's at the airfield, or he's at the airport in Finland, and he reaches over and starts nibbling on some, looks like a 1 or 2 year old little girl. And the mom's smiling, people around her kind of smiling, because they're there with the president of the United States. You know, they're not Republicans or Democrats. They just are there with an American powerful person. And she looks a little bit squeamish, but the girl is really afraid. And it is the most embarrassing thing that I have ever seen a politician do. And when you've got a nickname from your own family in private emails as Pedo Pete, you have to wonder what is going on in this particular scene, Al.
Go to foxnews.com. That's where I saw it. And, you know, I think I'm going to post that one on the site, Jim. I'll do that.
It's when you combine that with the absolutely disgusting pictures that Hunter Biden has of his niece, Beau's daughter, at 14 years old, with these like literally hundreds of pictures of him with very, very young women, young girls, actually, you know, very young girls. You've got to wonder what's going on behind the scenes when people are going out of the way to protect this family from the levels of corruption. What really is going on underneath? It's disgusting.
Well, I'll put it up. I mean, I'm putting it up because I want people to know that you're not just blowing smoke, Jim. And I know that you're not, but I verify everything that you say, and you're doing a great job. I want to put this video up along with the weekend show on the site. Jamie, what else you want to do? We got about 4 minutes to wrap it up.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, if it were me, if I was the father standing there, I would not have my video camera out taking picture. I might have a video camera taking a picture of it in order to file charges as child abuse.
Yeah.
I would be very, and I don't care who it was. I don't care if it was Donald Trump or anybody. If they reached over to my child and did something like that, it was just, it's just creepy. It's just disturbing. And when you see some of the clips of what Biden has done with little young girls in the White House, I mean, grabbing their hair, sniffing their hair, it's very, very disturbing. And again, many people don't see this because the media won't cover it. If it was the opposite, if it was Donald Trump, it would be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I agree. Continually. I agree, Jim. Yeah, I totally agree.
It's really so disturbing. But what I wanted to end this segment up with is, not only do you have the Democrats concerned about Joe Biden's ability to run, but you're beginning to see problems within the actual campaign effort. They have not fully organized their campaign. And of course, sitting in the Oval Office, they've got the perfect opportunity with the Democratic Party to be well ahead in fundraising and organizational structure. But they do not have good teams out in the battleground states because they have not organized effectively a Biden campaign. And that has a lot to do with the funders and the apprehension about him potentially being the candidate, whether or not he can make it or not. And I think there's behind the scenes, there has to be a lot of scrambling right now, Al, with who's the person that can step in and make this work.
Right.
Who can we use to manipulate the system and the media in order to protect them? I mean, again, I'm arguing that Gavin Newsom is a candidate for that. The Democrats have shown clearly that they want to control the process. They don't want a democratic process. They don't want a lot of people in a primary process. They're keeping people out, like RFK Jr. and Marianne Williamson or anybody else that might run as a Democrat that would have a good, much better chance. And unfortunately, you're seeing a very disturbing trend that is really taking away voters' choices, and it's being controlled by the media and a very powerful, influential deep state that really wants to keep things the way they are, where they have control.
Jim, I'm 100% with you on that one, and I know that that's why Trump ran and won back in 2015. I'd like to see some of those actions repeated again. You guys, remember, everything we say is documented. I'm going to put up the film provided by Fox News of what Jimmy was just discussing. You guys, we're going to be back next week. We'll be right back.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.